Hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily.
This is Jen.
And we are excited to have another fun conversation with you guys. Jen, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about how to accept what you see in the mirror.
Ooh. Okay, so how did you come to this idea of what to talk about?
Well, I've been chatting with people just about, you know, what's going on for them with, you know, food and body image stuff. And one of the things that has come to my attention is when people look in the mirror. I'd asked a group of people, how do you feel when you look in the mirror? And the responses I got were mostly negative. And some people seemed actually really, you know, upset, I don't know if that's the right word, but about it, like they're feeling really, really low about what they, how they feel when they look in the mirror. And so it got me thinking that this would be a really great conversation to have with Emily, you know, for you all to check out, because I think both of us have gotten, I think because I'm going to let you speak for yourself, but a lot of help from the coaching and the work that we've done to be able to better accept our like physical appearance. And I'd say that's based for myself, based mostly on what I'm focusing on. And that is helping me feel better and actually enjoy my life more. And so, yeah. What about you, Emily?
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. If you've listened to our other episodes, we talk a lot about the different areas of our life and balance and, you know, spending time practicing in this area to, and then that doesn't really make sense, but it's all a bunch of balance. And so if I am happy with myself and practicing all these other areas that I want to cultivate in my life and having a wide range of things that I'm putting my brain and time to, I spend less time thinking about, you know, what I do look like. I mean, of course I care what I look like. I want to look presentable because I just want to and look like I take care of myself, but I spend less time dwelling on, oh, what do I look like in the mirror? Because I don't have time for that. I want to be spending my time doing the things that I think are fun and give me life, and in turn help me to pour into other people's lives. So that's,
you know what I was. Sorry.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
You know what I was thinking when you were talking is I don't think I look in the mirror anymore or any less, but the power that the mirror has to steal my joy is significantly reduced, right? So I don't think we are saying don't look in the mirror or, you know, how to fix anything with the mirror. It's more about what that does for you, like how does it make you feel. And you know, we wanted to suggest maybe a couple questions or just some thoughts, different thoughts about like a different perspective on like, I guess, the importance of that, right? Like how much power does the mirror have in your life? Because what I've realized is that, you know, depending on how I feel about what I see in the mirror and how much like prevalence or like importance I'm giving that, it can have the potential to ruin my whole day. And so and the funny thing about that actually is that because this is not funny actually, but because of body dysmorphia, it's not even always accurate what we see in the mirror. You know, have you learned about body dysmorphia, right? Like,
yeah,
it's so crazy how I thought I was fat when I was at my thinnest, right? Like, that's
right.
You know that meme? I wish I could go back to when I thought I was fat or whatever that was.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, there is a meme that's like, I wish I was as fat as I thought I was in high school, or I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's like, it's so accurate that we, you know, back in the day we thought we were fat, but we were actually looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
yeah, totally. So what kind of helps you when you are in front of the mirror?
Well,
what goes through your head?
Well, the thing that I was going to share is, and so what helps me, I think that honestly, somehow the number on the scale bothers me more than the look in the mirror. It's kind of like hard to explain, but probably because I don't look in the mirror that, like, I don't just like stand and stare at myself in the mirror, this concept applies to both situations, and that is, for a minute, I kind of notice if that's bothering on a day that is bothering me. Sorry, collecting my thoughts. But then I might walk away and feel kind of like, I don't like that number. I don't like what I look like. And what I notice is that makes me feel really negative and really unhappy. And as soon as I catch myself feeling that way because of that, I work on like what Emily was talking about, like the balance of things, like how important is that really? And I'm not suggesting it's not at all important, or like not to give any credit or like focus to being healthy. But honestly, the exact number or exact look is not actually what I'm going for. That has never actually made me happy or been fulfilling. And so really quickly, I redirect my thoughts to how do I want my life to be, and what do I want to enjoy, and why is that important to me? And very, like, really quickly, as I redirect my focus, I remember how I really, my focus is to eat in a way that supports a life that I want to live. And that's like filled with memories and like fun times with my friends and my family and loving on my kids and enjoying experiences, not really about exactly what they look like. That's never been very fulfilling for me.
No, for
How
sure.
How about you?
And yeah, no, I definitely agree with all of that. And I look back a few years ago, I was, in a lot different place than I am now. And I remember what I would think about when I looked in the mirror, and I would be like, oh, my face is gross, my body's gross, blah, blah, blah. And I just, as I look back now, I see a lot of just focusing on, you know, self. And, you know, when I focus a lot inwardly and nitpicking everything, it's becoming like I was obsessed and with myself. And so I learned a lot along the way and through the program that I did that, oh, it's not about that. That's exactly what Jen said. That is not going to fulfill me. And so it's taken a lot of, you know, just work and looking at myself in the mirror and changing those thoughts in the moment. But it's a lot more, you know, what's the word? Just rewarding now to just look and say, oh, you can notice those things, but it's changing that thought around and not giving any more weight to it. And so I think just the big part of this conversation is to just give ideas, and, you know, you have the choice. You have the choice of whether to choose to give in to those anxious thoughts, the worry, the obsession. But you also have the choice to choose the other side of that and say, you know, I'm alive right now, I'm breathing, and I want to go have fun doing this, and just walk away. Walk away from that mirror, walk away from that, and say, I'm going to go have fun. I'm not going to let that influence how I feel and my happiness.
And wrapping back to the beginning of how to accept what you see in the mirror, this entire conversation is the answer, because it's not by staring at myself in the mirror and just like telling myself like, oh yeah, I do, but I do like my body and I do like my C-section scar. And I, you know, like that may not be the case, but as you begin to love your life and enjoy experiences and have fun, you'll begin to see that you, little by little, you do accept what you see in the mirror, because it's just the temple in which you live, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's
true. So this is how to change it, is by having a balanced perspective. So
yeah, we're good. Do you have anything else to add on that? So last thing, if you liked this conversation, as always, like, share, and subscribe. But also, don't miss out on a free call you can have with Jen. Jen, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
For now at least, I don't know how long I'll be able to offer this free, but I'm offering a free coaching call to anyone who's interested and in these conversations and just is curious about what working together would, you know, be like. There's no pressure or even there's no need to even discuss signing up for anything unless you want to. It's just an opportunity to have an hour or so of my time and talk about what I could do to help you and get you pointed in the direction in which you want to go.
Yeah, good stuff. Don't miss out, people. It's good.
Okay, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yes, thank you for listening, and ta-ta for now.
Bye.